Speaking of weather, many people take off their shoes, obviously, to go to the beach or to, you know, or to put their sandals on. And there's another place now where you may actually not have to take off your shoes. So you may actually be able to start wearing dirty socks to the airport again, because it appears the TSA is poised to nationwide implement or rather revamp their policy so that you don't have to take off your shoes anymore to go through those TSA checkpoints. And just to remind people, this is a good refresher for me too, you know, the official adoption of that rule came several years after Richard Reed. He became known as the shoe bomber. He's the guy who attempted to blow up that American Airlines flight from Paris to Miami. He had explosives hidden in his shoes in December of 2001, but it actually didn't go into effect until 5 years later, 2006. I want to understand this a little bit more, because I didn't understand it in the beginning, how taking off your shoes was actually such a big, you know, security mitigator. There is one man who generally has the answer to nearly every aviation security question out there. His name is Sheldon Jacobson. He is a professor at the University of Illinois. He has been studying this stuff longer than I've been alive, and he joins us now on WTIC News Talk 1080. Sheldon, thanks for your time.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning.
Hey, Sheldon, let me ask you this. You know, my gut tells me that the shoe rule didn't really make a difference over the past 20 years or so. What say you?
Well, rare events are very hard to detect. And anytime you have the shoe bomber, which was Richard Reed back in 2001, you think, okay, this could happen again. Well, there's been no evidence it's ever happened again. So as a result of that, reviewing policies always is a good idea periodically. And this is what the TSA has done in this particular case.
So I've had TSA pre, no comment about being spoiled, but I've had TSA pre now for several years, and they don't make you take off your shoes. And that's what sort of gave me pause as to, you know, how much of a security risk is wearing your shoes really. But let me ask you this, Sheldon, and that is, are there other kind of security advancements that have kind of made it possible for the TSA to say, you know what, we're not worried about people wearing their shoes anymore?
Well, the most recent change has been the requirement of a real ID when you go through a security checkpoint. And that adds a slight level of security protection, because we know the people better. The people who don't use a real ID, they'll get through security, but they will have to take off their shoes, and they'll have to take off a lot of other things as well. This is just more intrusive. So having a real ID is a benefit for security.
You've done a ton of research on, you know, risk-based passenger screening and all of that. I mean, what does your research show us in terms of the safety of aviation these days, and kind of what else should be done at this point to ensure that everybody's safe when they are boarding a plane?
In general, airport security is very effective. It was implemented. The previous administrator was David Pekoske, did a fantastic job. He's no longer the administrator. In fact, there isn't an administrator, which is really concerning, because anytime you make a policy change, if something goes wrong, who do you ask? Who are you? Who's accountable for it? And that is a bit of a concern right now. The biggest change that the TSA is implementing is facial recognition. I know this has become very controversial. The fact of the matter is, it is the game changer. And with it, one day we may not even need physical screening.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I know facial recognition is always kind of a, you know, a lightning rod issue. I've just kind of come to the conclusion, and maybe I'm just wrong, but I've come to the conclusion that the government has all of our information. They have, you know, they have fingerprints. They have, you know, they probably have a lot of our DNA. I don't know. I just think that, you know, the government knows who we are. And in large part, they're tracking us for better or for worse. You have so much data out on the internet. So I don't know. The facial recognition doesn't really bother me. Let me ask you this, Sheldon, before we let you go. What's next? I mean, can we come to a point where you can bring liquids through? You can bring, you're not going to have to take your laptops out of your bag. I mean, what's next really to both balance the safety of flyers, but also just to make it easier to get through security?
Well, right now you can have pre-check or you can be a regular flyer. I believe we need a new class of travelers, which are super pre-check. They are very much like crew members, and those people will not need any screening at all. They'll pay for the privilege, and you'll have to go through a more thorough background check, but that is the future of airport security.
I love it. Super pre-check. I love that, Sheldon. All right, tell me one more interesting thing that you're working on, because I know you always have something up your sleeve.
Well, we've been working on political redistricting problems for quite some time, trying to figure out a way to do it so that the voters are empowered. So that's something else that we're working on.
You are a jack of all trades. Dr. Sheldon Jacobson, University of Illinois, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And next time we see you, we won't have to take our shoes off to visit Champaign-Urbana.
Thank you very much, John. Enjoy your day.